So I was just checking out Spotify and realizing that there are big changes to our podcasting platform. So let's see where this goes. But today I wanted to just share my experience with WAVS 1170 and how, you know, you just have to move with the times. That when I started at WAVS, initially, there was just so much business from the audience when I introduced myself. And for the first 6 to 8 months, it was overwhelming. And I became known as Dax Definitely Done, because everything the radio host would ask me, I would say, definitely, definitely. Yes, we can do it, definitely. And it was fun. It was amazing. It was exciting. It was a total thrill to have so many people reaching out, looking for assistance. And then eventually that slowed down and I developed relationships with other radio personalities. I would call them my business partners. They would bring business in and bring their friends and family in, and we did a lot of business with WAVS other brokers, as well as their friends and family, and that was tremendous. And then we started having local partners where they're just clients who would look out for us, business owners, friends, family. We were doing great. And then 2009 happened and the market changed. And because I'd been doing so great before, I was overconfident. I was absolutely sure that there's no way, you know, we're going to see a complete destruction. I felt that the companies who were not efficient, who were not doing, you know, providing the right service, those companies would go to business. But for companies like mine, who had solid relationships with our business partners, with our clients, who provided what I considered an essential service. People need homes. People will always be moving for one reason or the other. And I just sat in the business. The mistake I made was that I was more committed to the business than I was committed to my clients. I was committed to keeping my employees in place who I felt were responsible for creating the value and the business that we were getting. But only later did I realize that there's only one person who pays you, the customer. The customer who generates that transaction is the only way any business get paid. I decided to focus on the end user, whether it was with real estate, whether it was with mortgages, whether it was insurance, whether it was, you know, wellness. The end user is the focus. Who is going to use this service? Who's going to use this product? Make sure that that person has an experience that causes them to want to share it, to want to come back, to reach another dimension. And reaching another dimension means we need to elevate. We need to lift up. And what are we lifting? Well, I would recommend that you lift your feelings, that we are living in a field of energy. Your material body is your tool to experience the field of energy. Your feet are the lowest field of energy. And as you move up the body from your feet to your ankles, to your knees, up your thighs, to your hips, pelvic area, your waist, your abdomen, your chest, your shoulders, your neck, your arms, your fingertips, your elbows, as you move energy up your body, you will realize you can reach your heavens. Your heavens are the higher self that you have access to. However, you have to set your intentions. You're not going to naturally flow to your heavens. You have to pay attention and set your intentions. And as you set your intentions, but first you have to let go. You know, you have to look within. That we're so programmed to look outside ourselves that so many people listening to what I'm saying right now understand clearly the idea of moving that energy, but have no idea of how that energy could move because their focus is totally external. They're looking outside themselves for meaning. They're looking for answers to explain, to understand the why they're feeling the way they're feeling, not realizing their subconscious intentions. There's some subconscious conditions. What are the conditions? The conditions are the ideas, the beliefs that you have that have led you to this point of your own personal experience. You are sum total of your beliefs or your knowing. Your beliefs and your knowing are two ends of your identity. Your knowing is without question a belief that you're totally committed to. A belief you have no proof of, but have decided to believe. It requires faith to believe. Knowing is just to know. Knowing means you have no questions as to what is this truth. You have an opportunity in this moment to pay attention to that inner self, that identity of I am. And from that present moment awareness, from that mindfulness to bring yourself back to yourself, you are able to create an experience of being present. I believe that breathing deeply is an incredible tool for creating presence. I know that deep breathing brings the spirit into my body. This spirit is the chi, life force energy, the prana, the energy that we use to create moments by moments. Pay attention to the moments that you're creating. Pay attention to raising your vibration. Pay attention to your intentions. IBIUBU.me will help you to reach another dimension by bringing your attention to your heavens. Communing with nature is an incredible way to reach another dimension. Communing with nature brings you into balance. Communing with nature gives you a foundation for life and life force energy. Pay attention to your intentions. Use your imagination to create visualization. See where you'd like to be, and then be present to that reality. Until next time, be well, live well, and stay well. share the IBIUBU.me community, get your t-shirts, and let's make it happen. Let's create our own reality.